Welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders. I am your host, Frankenstein Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Executioner and Breakman the Bloody. Gentlemen, it is our Halloween episode of RP Grinders. How are you?
The Bloody? I get the Bloody? Like, I couldn't get something cool like the Executioner? I get the Bloody?
Well,
so what, I'm his victim?
I was trying to think of something really cool for you both.
It's too late. My heart's broken. Bloody.
Well, you're a break, man, so you, of course something would bleed after.
Right. You're causing the bleeding. Breakman. That's what I'm saying, man. You're the one that's causing the whole shebang there, man. So, you know, I mean, don't sleep on the bloodiness, man. You're in good shape, man. You're like Michael Myers in Halloween. You know, you're bloody.
Well, how about you're the blood devil, like the yellow devil?
Yeah, I guess. Freak Five's in chat. He says it sounds like Mrs. Breakman is on her period. I think he's talking about you, Break. How does that sound, man?
I'm not going to answer that.
I love it. Guys, how are you, man, on this Halloween weekend?
All right. Yeah? You know, the world's going to hell around us and everything, but I'm all right.
Well, I already discussed that with you, Break, man. I mean, we've got, what, 20 years before all hell breaks loose, period, and... You know.
Well, we'll all be slaves by then anyways, because by then the billionaires have already will rule the planet.
Yeah, well, they already do, man. I mean,
I know, but they won't lie about it anymore.
They'll right, they'll just be bold and just say, you will do what I say, otherwise I'm going to build another space rocket and get the fuck out of Dodge and leave you with this shitty planet, and, you know.
Oh, so. We will talk about that in Stinkos, because right. You know who essentially said that thing.
I figured you would have picked up on that, so I'll leave it up to you, but we'll get there. How about we start with the news first?
RPG News.
All right, Eric, lead us off.
Okay, from Silicon Era, we've got Magnum Lord, Maglam. Sorry, Maglam Lord, comes west, and it's being brought over by P-Cube, and this is the action RPG that has a weird plot. It's about being a demon lord and finding a soulmate.
I like that. That sounds kind of cool.
That is interesting. That's different from what you normally get. Well, you gotta stop the evil empire. Why are they evil? Well, obviously, the empire. I mean, do we have to answer anything?
It's right.
Exactly. I just hope it's not a thinly veiled excuse for fan service and the game actually has substance.
I agree with you, although I don't mind fan service if it's done properly. You know, that's the whole
but,
thing.
Or if it's just fan service to be fan service. Like the recent string of Nintendo games. Well, I shouldn't say Nintendo. The games on the Switch.
But there's going to be a limited edition. I really hope it's not a case where a limited edition is the only way to get a physical copy of the game if you want that.
You know what's weird? I love the tagline, a JRPG from the depths of hell. I mean, that's kind of a good intro line, you know, to this game, especially near Halloween. Hopefully it's good, like you said, Eric. Anything else on this, Eric?
It's going to come out on February 4th next year.
Actually, looks really cool. Looks really cool. God, I might check this out. I don't know if I'm going to get that limited edition one, but...
Does it come with pens?
Hold on, what does it come with?
There could be a standard edition physical copy, but it doesn't say here.
Oh, it comes with a book, Break. Yeah.
A book? That's different.
Yeah.
Oh, an art book. That was actually kind of cool for a moment. I'm like, really? Like a story about the game? Like an actual book? And an
and you could pre-order it from Funstock for $62, which is a little pricey, but it's also a weird price point because it's like usually like $59.99 or something like that.
Hey, Break, have you read any of the Halo stuff, like in book form? I heard it's actually really good.
I actually have read a little bit of it.
Yeah.
It gets really deep into the fiction, though. Like, you've got to really, like, want to be, like, in the Halo. Because, like, some of them go really deep into, like, the fiction of the alien races and stuff like that. And, or the Forerunners. And there'll be long sections where they're using language. It's like, what are they talking about?
Do they have any Call of Duty fiction? Because I think that would be...
Oh, absolutely. They've got fiction for about everything now.
Oh, that would be cool. Because I wouldn't mind, like, reading that stuff. Like, the games themselves aren't the greatest things in the world, but I wouldn't mind, like, reading some of that stuff.
Like, I was just thinking about that. Like, somebody was talking about, or someone was, I was reading about, like, memorable characters and stuff like that, and somebody brought up Call of Duty, and I was like, I do not remember any of the characters for any of the Call of Duty games I played.
Yeah, I know. Me neither. They're kind of unmemorable. I mean, there was that one game where I think they killed off that character in that one game, but, you know, right.
There are interesting, like, sections of the game and stuff like that, but, like, the overall story and the characters just did not matter. Really.
I agree. It did, in the grand scheme of things, it didn't matter. Freak5 says, waiting to get my Moderna booster. I didn't even know they had Moderna boosters, Freak5. And he says, you could just read a history, Brooke Frank. How dare you, Freak5? I like to read fiction. Like good fiction stuff, you know, not...
Yes, Frank wants, like, ones that are with fan service and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't want fan service in their books, Freak 5?
And Call of Duty, like, in the middle of a gunfight, like, a woman just takes her top off. Oh,
heck yes, man. Like, they're battling it out, like, some sexy, like, lieutenant is like, here, take me, and she, like, takes off her top, and...
Oh, yeah. You're covered in blood, and I need to rip my shirt off to cover your wounds.
Exactly. And besides, why would I read history books, Freak 5? Most of them are bullshit anyways, so, you know. All right, Eric, let's, I'm sorry, Breakman, next story.
Oh, damn it. Welcome to this live from Silicon Era. Prince of Persia, Sands of Time remake, delayed again.
Yeah.
Let me see. It's expected to arrive sometime between April 1st, 2022 and March 31st, 2023. Wow.
Ooh, wow. That, why?
It sounds like they had to completely redo the game's engine because it looked like ass before.
I know. I was going
to
say that.
They were trying to make it work and they're like, no, it's just too ugly. Let's just start over.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't mention it in the story, but I can imagine it probably is something like
they probably
realized they couldn't get away with just making it like a basically barely just a remaster remake.
Yeah.
Instead, they're doing making a full remake.
Yeah. Hopefully, because it really did look like shit the preview that we got. So hopefully they.
That's good. I mean, we've talked about this before. Delays are a good thing as long as the product isn't improved. You know.
Right. Right. I agree. Freak5 says, oh, wait, Frank was there. He doesn't want to read the truth about the thing he liked. How dare you, Freak5?
See, that's why Frank's so pissed off about history books. Like, that's a lie. That's a lie. As he's flipping through them, like, the Stone Age, that's a lie.
How dare you, Breakman?
The Bronze Age, like, that
walking
bitch,
off. That I'm walking off this show.
This is bullshit.
I'm walking off this show.
Still a shitty company. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I'm walking off this show.
He protected abusers.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking
just like Activision.
Yeah, Activision and Ubisoft. How dare you, Breakman? I'm walking off this show. All right, next story comes to us from Silicon Era. If my link ever comes up, my computer's been super slow today. I have no idea why.
No, somebody brags about their computer always being awesome and amazing.
It was. I mean, up until just right now, but here we go. How dare you, Breakman?
My computer's infected yours.
Exiled, you son of a bitch. Yeah, I know, right? Okay, this comes to us from SiliconEra.com. Two Tomb Raider Switch ports will appear next year. Both are ports of spin-offs rather than mainline installments. Square Enix announced Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light, and Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris will both appear on the Switch. Exact dates didn't come up. However, Feral Interactive is working with them. They're expected to appear in 2022. You know what's really weird is those weren't great
I was going to say, is anybody clamoring for those games?
No. No.
Some people like them, though.
I guess.
Isn't it been enough for them to get, like, a whole, like, remake and stuff? Release?
Right. Road Dog says, I hear you walking off the show every show.
It's not a remake. It's a remaster.
A yeah, remaster, whatever. But yeah. Still, you know, it's...
Actually, it's not even that, because...
Oh, just a port, even?
Yeah.
Nobody asked for this.
Oh, my God, Freak 5. Don't you ever do that. He said Frank is lucky I'm lazy. Otherwise, I would Photoshop him into old photos.
I don't think the Guardian of the Light was ever ported to the PS4.
Yeah.
It was just the Temple of Osiris that came.
They thought about it, and they're like, yeah, we don't want to embarrass ourselves.
So like a picture of Frank whipping a slave. How dare you, Freak 5?
Frank giving First Nation or smallpox.
How dare you, Freak 5?
The Trail of Tears, Frank's at the head of the thing.
You're a like, son of a bitch, Frank, man. I'm walking off. Go get a job as a security guard. I don't need this shit, man. All right, Eric, you're next. Son of a bitch. I hate you all.
Anyways, Star Ocean 6 is happening. Star Ocean: The Divine Force is the full title. And it's coming to PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, and Xbox One, Xbox Series S and X, and PC.
I kind of like the Star Ocean games. I don't know about you, Eric, but I mean, some of them are hit or miss, but... I mean, they're fairly exciting at points. You know, there's some exciting stuff to be had in those games.
There seems to be some weird, like, zero-G gravity device the main character uses to fly around.
Yeah. I mean, they're trying to bring it into current-gen, you know, systems, and it looks okay. I mean, I saw the trailer for this probably...
Still need to play Faith and Faithlessness.
Yeah. Looks okay. I mean, you know, I mean... For a current gen game, it looks fairly good. I don't know. I mean, there's some like the character models are a little to be desired, but the environments are really cool. And I do like the fact that this dude is
Integrally in Faithlessness. That's what the name of the game was called.
Yeah, I like the kind of like a jetpack nature of the game. Road Dog says, here comes, we are exiled from the show again. His every show lines are coming. How dare you, Road Dog? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. All right. Anything? you're in the lead, Road Dog. How does that make you feel to finally, like, join the fray of being exiled on the show? Anything else on this, Eric?
No, not really. Then it's coming out next year in, like, I think February?
Yeah, I mean, it looks good. It looks really good. By the way, February, I'll be going to the Ghost concert. I got backstage tickets. So I'll be meeting the lead singer of Ghost and stuff. So just thought I'd let you guys know that, you know. I got one of the few tickets to go backstage and be a groupie.
Oh, wait, it doesn't have a date. But... I'm gonna say March or April then.
Road Dog says
anywhere from March to May.
Yeah, Road Dog says I'm in good company from what I can tell. Well, yeah, I don't know about good company, Road Dog. I mean, the company that you're keeping is people like Freak 5 and Wyland. I'm surprised Wyland isn't there getting exiled. Later on, Dungeon will show up, and Dungeon never gets exiled. But you know what I'm saying. But anyways. All right, let's move on to I'm sure Toe for Life will have his exile moment in the sun here soon. All right, break. What do we got next?
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Final Fantasy V finally has a release date. It'll be coming out. The Pixel Remaster will have a release date of November 10th, and it'll be on sale for 20% off until November 30th.
Yes, yeah, so you're only going to have to pay 30
for like $17.99.
I was going to say you only have to pay $30 for this one instead of $45.
No, it's like 20, just like the last one.
Oh, gotcha. Freak 5 says,
I wouldn't mind buying these if they weren't so damn overpriced.
I know, man. Like $10. Like 10 to maybe like $12.
Nope. 10 or less. Not yeah, spending that anymore.
I know. I'm with you.
These aren't new games, and they're not like real like remakes of them. I mean, they are in a sense that they had to redo the pixels and redo the art and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's the same game. They haven't actually changed it in any way.
I agree.
They just made it so it works on the phone.
Can you imagine a 3D remake of like 4, 5, and 6? How good those would sell? Break.
Yeah, see, those are what I would pay more attention to.
I agree. I totally agree.
Like, they give them the treatment they gave 3 and 4, you know?
Yeah. Hey, the show's early, Road Dogg.
It's weird because 3 didn't get the 2D treatment until now, or the 2D remaster.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. We got the 3D version before we got the 2D version.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Let's see. Freak says, I'm making a t-shirt that says, I was exiled in RP Grinders and got nothing, so I had to make myself this t-shirt.
Nice.
I like that, Freak Vibe. That's cool. Let's see. Bonus, the pharmacy is paying for my beer because I got my booster and they gave me a $10 gift card. Congratulations, nice. Man. Nice. Free beer is always nice. I like that. Mm-hmm. I make shirts, so I might have to make one for myself, Road Dogg says. He does make shirts. He makes really, really nice shirts. Road Dogg does. So if you're interested in the shirt, he'll definitely make you one. All right. Let's move on to the next story from Siliconera, if my link ever comes up again. I don't know why it takes so damn long. Persona composer Shoji Meguro has left Atlus. That's a surprise. Best known as a composer for Persona and Shin Megami Tensei series has left Atlus. He has now joined the Kodansha Game Creators Lab as an independent developer. The announcement came in as a press release linked to Meguro's official Twitter in English and Japanese. A video version of his remarks with English subtitles was also uploaded to the Kodansha GCL official YouTube channel. In the announcement, he confirmed that he left to focus on developing. That's really interesting, a composer that's into developing indie games. So that's really cool. I don't know. What do you guys think about this? Eric, your thoughts?
I mean, just because he's not, like, being paid by Atlus anymore, he can still work for them in a freelance capacity. So Persona Games might still have his music.
Right. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, it's sort of like a wrestler working for multiple promotions. You know, I don't see the big issue. They're independent contractors. They can do what they want. And this guy's very talented, at least musically. I don't know about game development, but I'm sure he has a team of people raring to go that will help him out. I might think about that. Maybe you have, maybe you make 3 t-shirts with the ZA logo. Oh, God. Are you serious, Freak Five? Knock it off. All right. But yeah, if you want, Road Dogg will make them for you. Yeah, ZA. Yeah, for sure, man. Freak 5, that would be cool. He does good work, too, man. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is Weird West launches for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC on January 11th, 2022. No word on PS5 and the Series X S version, but I'm going to assume that's going to happen afterwards. But it is a isometric action RPG. 5 strange heroes that with in a weird take on the Wild West, each with a journey that intertwines with the others. The bounty hunter, the pygmy, the protector, the werewolf, and the Oneris.
The what?
Yeah, that's what it says. Oneris.
I tried to show video, but it looks interesting. I've never seen an RPG in this fashion, like a Wild West one. I guess the closest thing, not isometric though, but first person. Borderlands plays like kind of like a Western, doesn't it? Like a wacky Western to me. I don't know.
The sci-fi Western, yeah. Yeah. Like you're exploring the Wild West, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, I'm down for a Western RPG, so. Why not? Why the fuck not? Anything else on this, Eric?
No, that's really it.
All right, Break, you're up next.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, 90s anime-inspired RPG Wander Stars announced for Switch and PC. publisher's name is Paper Castle, a turn-based RPG that doesn't just draw inspiration from the 1990s anime like so many games have done. It practically breathes the aesthetic, right on down to the delightful, cheesy attack names. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I hope they shout them. They better shout them like Dragon Ball and shit. Like really go with it. Wonder Star is a turn-based RPG with roguelite elements where you make your own attacks by combining words to make your own fighting techniques. That's interesting. Learn new words to collect, combine, and experiment to discover enemy weaknesses, synergies, and strategies that will help you win your battles. Story of Wonder... Well, we don't need the story.
Yeah, I don't think we need the story. I always wondered, like, they should do, like, a Harry Potter RPG where the same type of thing where, like, they yelled out, like... Patronus Maximus or whatever they fucking say, all dramatic and it like happens that way. I think that'd be cool.
Yes, that'd be cool. I do like it when they really commit to it.
Commit like it's like an acting like audition or something, you know.
Like they know like they have to do this or they're going to die, so they must get it perfectly or something. Right. You know?
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see. I think that was you, Brake, that did that story, or was it Eric?
Yes.
All right. The next one comes to us from RPGsite.net. Undungeon launches for Xbox One and PC on November 18th.
Wouldn't that just be the outside world?
Yeah, I guess. Undungeon, which means Undungeon, the outside world.
It just means the overworld. There's no dungeons.
Well, maybe the goal is to get at the center of the dungeon and then undungeon it.
I guess. Maybe the goal is to make everything a dungeon by reverse osmosis or something. I don't know. It does say when worlds collide, so it could be like that parallel universe shit. Like they're trying to merge two worlds, and one is all dungeons, and one is all... like no dungeons, so they're trying to like merge the worlds to make a perfect world with you know half dungeon, half undungeon. Mm. You know, looks okay. I mean, it's got kind of a minimalist art style, so it's very colorful. Looks nice. Here's some of the bullet points, guys. Colorful pixel art aesthetics. We have invested countless hours in drawing and animating environments and characters by hand. Wow, that's actually really cool. Mind-bending science fiction story. Over 150,000 words of text and dialogue. That is fantastic.
You're half dungeon, Frank.
I know. Thank you, dungeon. well, I mean, that's coming from dungeon, you know. So, I mean, I'll take that. You're a half dungeon. Welcome on in, dungeon. Thanks for joining.
Undungeon Buster.
Yeah, Undungeon Buster. Heated real-time combat, so that's kind of cool, and a vast open world. So this is a title to look out for, guys. Undungeon. I mean, I'm looking at the aesthetic. I mean, it really does look it looks really pretty. Like they took the time to do everything, you know, draw everything by hand. So I mean, looks fantastic. What else can you say? I hope it plays good and, you know, has a good story. So, I mean, not much you could not like about this. So there you go. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got Alchemic Cuties going to launch on Steam on November 12th. And it previously came to the Xbox last year. And Nintendo Switch version is planned probably next year.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Dungeon says there's a demo for Undungeon on Steam if you want to check it out, too. That's cool. Check it out if you have Steam, guys. Let us know how it is. All right. Continue on, Eric. Sorry.
But do you want me to read bullet points, or is that...
Yeah, you can read bullet points.
Wimba Island is a huge place with plenty to do, with exploring locations, gathering new jellies, countering... all over the island. The season changes, so does the island of the new areas. Different jellies and items appearing. Yeah, this game has a whole jelly mechanic, which I guess they're like slimes.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Can't royalty for the slime name, even though slime's very generic. I guess they wanted to be different and cute.
Yeah. Well, I like this sentence right here. Breakman, tell me if this isn't appealing to you. Alchemic Cutie is a relaxing adventure RPG set on colorful Wimba Island. I mean, How inviting is that? A relaxing adventure RPG? When's the last time you heard that?
I don't know. I really can't think of it. What, like Animal Crossing, maybe?
Maybe, but that's not really an RPG, is it? I mean, I guess.
No, not really.
Yeah.
I mean, you are playing a role of Tom Nook's bitch, but other than that, I mean, basically just go do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, exactly. Fury wasn't a fan of the eye patch. So I'm thinking for next year, he can be Nick Fury from Captain Marvel, and I will dress up as Goose the Flurkin. That's pretty badass, man. I like that. I like that freak. Okay, who's next? I think Breakman, you get the honors.
I have loaded up. Is this the last story?
Yeah.
Coming to this live from RPG site, Blue Reflection, Second Light demo, now available in North America and Europe for PlayStation 4 and Switch. Ooh, a rare Switch demo.
Wow.
That's interesting. They just added one not too long. Actually, this week, they just added Metroid, whatever it's called.
Dread.
Yeah, Dread. They added a demo of Dread. Thank you. Let me see. Additionally, Koei Tecmo revealed a costume cross-collaboration between Blue Reflection, Second Light, and Gust, next upcoming RPG. Oh, Tellier Sophie. God damn it. Both demo details in the cloud. I'm not going to read any more of that bullshit. The game will be out on November 9th. So there you go. Demo is in two parts, and while save data does not seem to transfer to the full game, that sucks. Having a demo clear data does unlock an accessory and an equip item, so you will get something for your work, but not much.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Do you want the content of the demo version?
I guess you could go over it. Why not?
Let me see. It's a prologue allows you to try out each of the title systems as well as experience the beginning of the story. Story demo. Enjoy the middle part of the story in which Ori Hirohara, the main character of Blue Reflection, right appears. So you're gonna like skip to the middle? I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Like, I don't want spoilers. Like, I want to experience. It's an RPG. I want to experience the story.
Right.
That's kind of how Tales of Arise Dawn worked, though. Only it wasn't quite the middle. It was more like the third.
Mm-hmm.
Near the end of the first third.
Okay, I mean, I guess. I mean, sometimes that's
intriguing. Not as bad as in the middle of the game, because, like, this point, there's going to be secrets and shit that you're going to...
The weird thing is, though, is that you had characters in your party that hadn't joined yet, like, the last character in your party. He technically wasn't there until you got to the area there.
Yeah. I don't know. It could work out. Like, sometimes that's... I mean, have you ever watched a movie where they did flashbacks, and you're like, oh, that's how that happened? You know, maybe it'll be like that, Break.
Maybe.
You know.
Who knows?
All right.
I'll hold my breath and find out.
Right. Don't. Yeah. Make sure you do that. No, don't do that, man. We need
you. I'm going to start doing it right now.
We need you for next week, man. Anything else on that break? you can let your breath out now, man. It's all right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. No, nothing else.
All right. So we got some homie discounts. Eric, you want to tell us, everybody, what the homie discounts are this week?
Yeah, the PS Plus games for November are, as soon as it loads, Kingdoms and Antler is one of them, and Knockout City is another one, and three free PS VR games. But this is like the other editions. They were here, like some of them were here in the last month, but they're extending it, I guess. The Persistence, Until You Fall, on The Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners.
Okay.
And you've got until November 1st to, so that's only a couple more days to get Mortal Kombat X and PGA Tour 2K21 and Hell Let Loose.
I'm super happy for Kingdoms of Amalur coming out.
There's one more game, First Class Trouble.
Yeah, First Class Trouble. You know, what really sucks is I don't have VR, but I am going to down, because I would be interested. Wasn't it, I thought there was, they were...
Did they put Moss up for VR? I don't really care about the VR offerings.
Yeah, I mean, I would be curious.
It's the only VR game I'd actually like to play.
Yeah, I'd like to play Skyrim in VR, but I mean, I played Skyrim.
As well as the original Astrobot game.
Oh, Astrobot. Yeah, the original Astrobot game I heard was really good. But no, I'd like to play Skyrim in VR, but I know Freak 5, I think Freak 5 has VR and Skyrim and a bunch of those games. It just, there's not much to be offered there, you know. Hey, Slagar, right on, you made it. Welcome
holy
on
frack,
in.
Huh?
Yeah, holy crap.
You can say fuck, it's okay, we'll say that.
Right, it's perfectly okay. So, okay, what else we got, Eric?
We've got the games of gold for next month will be, let's see, Kingdom 2 Crown, sorry. I couldn't read it right because it was loading weird.
Kingdom Come is a great game. You guys haven't played that. It's a great game.
What?
Kingdom Come. Have you ever played that, Eric?
No. Kingdom Come Deliverance. No, I haven't played it yet.
It's a great
game. Kingdom Two Crowns, Moving Out, Rocket Knight, and Lego Batman 2 DC Superheroes.
Again, I'm underwhelmed.
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing you can say about Plus. Over...
I already have Rocket Knight.
Yeah. Plus usually has decent games, so.
Yeah.
Freak says, Sinners and Saints is awesome. I'm just not a big fan of the wands. I wish all the VR games gave you the option to use the normal controller. See, that's...
Kingdom Two Crowns is a strategy RTS, I think.
Yeah.
But it has, like, a Bloodstained crossover, like, event in it. It's probably going to be there forever.
Yeah. King Dumb Come, Slagar says. There you go. all right. Anything else, Eric?
No, that's really it for deals.
All right. Breakman, should I hit your music? Notice that's a more reserved version of that song that I played in the intro. Like, the intro is like the real, like, horrific one. This one's like way more mellow. What do we got, Breakman?
Like, dear Breakman, dear Breakman, this comes from Freak 5 Chaos. If you had to kill your co-hosts, how would you kill each one?
Oh my god, this is an awful question.
I'm guessing this isn't like a zombie scenario where they both turn into zombies. So, because obviously then I'm gonna have to shoot them in the head.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
I have to crush the skull.
No brainer, right there.
Right? I'm assuming this is just because they turned into Trump supporters or something stupid like that.
Or just support any politician in general. You know?
They're Tucker Carlson fans now.
Oh God! Yeah.
Service.
Don't get me started, man. All right.
Okay, let's see here. Well, I don't have supernatural powers, so I can't turn you into Cenobites.
I mean, I don't have the Borg power to turn you into the collective. You know, that would be kind of a cool way to. To do people in. That would be my choice, but...
I guess I'd do it when you're sleeping, just because it'd be cruel, and there's not a goddamn thing you could do about it, you know? Yeah, you're sound asleep in your bed, you're dreaming, you're all safe, and then wham!
Wow. Like, what would you do, though? Like, a shotgun or what, man? Like,
well, I would dip your hand in, you know, like, the water, like, warm water. And in your hand, instead of, like, shaving cream, I'd put a grenade.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Or, like your finger on the pin, and then you're like, what the fuck is it? Oh, fuck.
Yep.
Boom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See, you get it. You get it. You understand.
Well, I mean, that's not very nice of you, but very creative. I like it, Breakman.
I was just thinking, like, the chloroform idea, but I think people are going to realize they're chloroforming themselves in time to stop chloroforming themselves.
I think I would just, inject you with a bunch of heroin, Breakman, you know, just all at once. That way you can at least...
That's a good way to die.
Yeah, I mean, why not? You know, total...
I've heard if you're looking for a peaceful and fun way to die, heroin's the way to go.
peaceful and fun? Well, then what... Okay.
Fun way to die.
Eric, what would you do, man? Like, what would, I mean, I would never dream of, like doing anything to Eric or Brake, but we see how Brake Man is. I mean, you know.
Or I'd go ahead, Eric.
I kill them indirectly by sending them somewhere with it, which would drive them insane.
Oh, I like that. Like where? Like, to Freak Five's house or something?
Probably for you, yes, but for Brake Man, it'd probably send him somewhere where he couldn't watch porn or engage in any kind of sexual activity.
No, you know where we should send Brake Man?
To like a trying to get me to kill people?
No. A Japanese library.
You wouldn't be able to, though.
Send him to a Japanese library. I think that would drive Brake Man insane, right? All the books are in Japanese, and you'd have to read them.
Okay, so another way I'd kill Frank is I would set up a lot of booby traps at home, you know, like one of those spike pits and stuff covered over with leaves, and, you know, he'd fall in that. But obviously, Trump I'd have, rally. Like, a rope in there so he could climb up out of it once he's, you know, like, bloody and his legs are broken and he's been punctured. He'll start crawling to the front door up to the steps, and when the steps will kind of collapse on him, and underneath the steps there'll be another spike pit.
You know what? Another way I would do in Brake Man is I would, like, give him that Joffrey poison. You know that poison that Joffrey got in Game of Thrones?
I've never seen it, but I know what you're talking
about. Oh, my God, dude. That right there, I think that would be the way to do things. I mean, super horrible death. Like, you're, like, gasping for air and in total pain and, you know. Yeah, wow, Brake put a lot of thought into this in just a few minutes. See, he really did, man. He's, like, really plotting, isn't he, Dungeon? I swear, man. Wow.
I was thinking of Tripwire, too, before the second pit, because just because it'd be funny, you know, like, I'll step over this tripwire, he thinks I'm stupid, and
and then I fall right into the pit. That's really jacked up, Brake Man, but I'm glad you got the spirit of the question. That's
Home Alone, fuck you.
Home Alone this, bitch. I like that, man. That's
exactly,
cute.
Yes, exactly.
All right, man. That was real fun. Anything else, guys? Any other ways that you want to kill us? Oh, man. I like the poison idea myself.
Thinking of replacing your marijuana with something like fentanyl-wise.
Oh,
or something
my God.
Like that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're going to do that, then why not?
I mean, if I was going to give you like a good death, but obviously I'm not. I'm going to do something cool.
You're going to do the pitfall death, like where I'm like jumping over alligators and stupid.
I'm gonna like reenact the original Halloween movie kills.
Oh my God, that would suck, man. That's
or
awful.
A ghost sheet over my head. Hey, oh, why don't you say anything?
Right.
Are you getting close to me? Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, what's going on here? Who are you? Ah!
Stop! Stop!
Right. Wow. Very creative, man. All right, I like it. Okay, on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
What you been playing, Brake Man?
This week, mostly Friday the 13th and Back for Blood.
All right.
I still haven't really played all the way through the game. I'm still going back and forth between the story and playing the mode where it lets you play as the monsters too.
Yeah.
I like being the monsters. That's fun. Especially like the one that there's several different ones. One that I like playing is like basically a time bomb. It's this big fat blob monster. You run in and just explode right in the middle of the crowd of the good guys. Like, oh, sorry,
cool.
People.
Yeah. Sorry, fuck you're dead.
You. You're now covered in my stomach acids and that whatever other shit just came out of you.
Gross.
Yeah, suck on that.
Suck on that. You're all mad at him. It's a fucking video game. I love that. You're all like, suck on that, asshole. You know what I'm saying? I got a question for you guys. Like, Eric in particular, Mortal Kombat. Because I saw that this was your Mortal Kombat from last week break, but... I didn't download it yet, but can I get like I got some of the DLC, but it doesn't include all the DLC, does it?
No.
The ultimate version doesn't. No, because there's still like costume outfits and shit you can buy.
Well, what about characters? Because I was all pissed off because I couldn't download Jason for free. I was like, God damn it! But I did get Alien. I saw Alien was for free, so I got that one. I'm like, damn it, I want
that. I didn't see any characters for free. I saw costume packs, really.
What's his name? The alien, the xenomorph, for free. But, and a couple of, costume packs, but not.
And again, I only checked a couple days ago, so.
Yeah.
They probably ended it.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. All right. So is that it, Break, that you've been playing?
Some more Breath of the Wild. I had an interesting experience as I was kind of walking through the wilds of Breath of the Wild, of Hyrule, I should say.
Uh-huh.
At one point, I was walking, and I see in a distance, like, a tail go behind a cliff. And I'm like, is that a giant tail?
It's a giant dragon, yeah.
Dragon in this motherfucker.
There's three of them.
It's the size of a fucking Shadow of the Colossus monster. And I was like... Holy fuck!
It's what you get for exploring.
Some of the best materials in the game to make some of the strongest armor.
Yeah.
I tried fucking with it, and it just completely ignored me.
You have to shoot it in the horn.
Yeah.
Not shooting with it, because I was shooting it with arrows as best I could, and like it was just, and then I tried jumping on it, and that got me killed.
And then like a piece of that horn will fly off, a tiny piece, and then you will have to find it, and then pick it up.
Mm. Slagar says, wistful thinking, but is there an 80s to 90s MTV Halloween special on anywhere? Your best bet's probably YouTube, Slagar. I mean, I would guess. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen it. Yeah. Seen anything like that. But I know what you're talking about. Okay, anything else, Break?
No, I can think of.
All right. Eric, you're up next.
Well, what are we on again? I forget.
What you've been playing, man.
Yeah, because we went on a long tangent.
Free-for-all.
Right. Okay.
Anyways, I've been playing more Bloodstained. I actually got the max achievements for that. So after I did that, I decided to get the platinum for Tales of Arise, and I finished that off.
Damn, Eric, you're a fucking beast, dude.
Well, I was already done with the game, so there's just the post-game content to do, and so it was just a matter of spending the time to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
The hardest part was fighting the ultimate level 99 arena battle, which you fight a boss that has two phases, and the boss is kind of difficult. And you can't use items because it's an arena battle, so it kind of reminded me of Final Fantasy VII Remake's hard mode.
Yeah.
In that sense.
Yeah. All right. What else?
Doki Joki Literature Club Plus. I played a few more of the side stories so I can finish those up and put the review out.
All right.
And I've been playing Final Fantasy 15 because I wanted to finally get around to playing that. And instead of having to grab my disc, I just played the PS Plus version of it because it's there. Because I have a PS5.
Yeah. Yeah.
How far are you?
I'm on chapter 5 now.
Okay. the game's still fun.
I spent like at least like 7 hours in chapter 3 doing a lot of side quests because the game just blows up then.
Yeah. There's so much, like, there are so many sides.
And now I feel like it's gone to the contraction phase because it's a lot of story stuff. Because there's a lot of stuff I can't do yet because it's, like, level 38 plus stuff.
Yeah. Freak says, did Frank send Eric some of his crop? No, I did not.
I was wondering about, like, some of the achievements of the game. It's like, one of them is, like, an achievement you get for activating one of the summons, but, like, it didn't activate when I did the required summon that you have to do, so I guess that doesn't count.
Yeah,
it doesn't. It's not referring to summons. It's referring to once you you haven't got to the point where you actually have them. Like I forget Shiva, I think the giant snake water Leviathan. That's what I was trying to think. Mm. Like after when the story turns is when you'll actually get the. Well, actually, no. I think maybe was it before then you get Gollum? You might actually get Gollum before then.
Huh? Don't you mean Golem?
Golem, yeah. Whatever.
Gollum. I have Titan. I have
Titan. Is that
Rama?
What it is?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be Golem. There's a lot of Final Fantasy V references in this game, like Ketoblitus and or whatever the hell it's pronounced in this game. And then there's the Garolos from Final Fantasy V, the little elephant themes.
Yeah.
As well as the Bullets.
Yeah. Slagart says he's been playing PC ESO and Diablo 3 on the Switch. Same as always, though, Diablo is too boring. I don't know. I mean, repetitiveness.
I've never heard of Diablo being called boring before.
Yeah, it's...
Is it that bad on the Switch? Is it just a bad port? Or?
I don't know.
I just think he got Diablo burnout or something.
Yeah, maybe it's the repetitive nature, because it does get repetitive after a while. Although the story's not repetitive. Like, there's, you know, you're doing different things. I mean, it's kind of the same methods, but that's Diablo. You know, I mean, that's what it is. It's pretty spectacular. I mean, I like Diablo quite a bit, but Diablo 3 is...
I've always been a fan of Diablos.
Yeah. I like the second one, I think, better than anything, but... You know.
Second one's so good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I wish they would, like, I know they...
Too bad
they...
the remaster version is, one, digital only, and two, or at least for the moment, but, and two, completely busted.
Yeah, I know.
That sucks.
It really sucks. I wish they would have done, like, a full, like, remaster type thing, like, without, like, I mean, like, brought it up to modern console type thing, but, yeah, we can't have everything, you know. Can only have half of everything, but whatever. all right, let's...
crumbs. We don't even get half. We
right,
get crumbs.
Exactly. We just get crumbs. But all right, is that it, Eric?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Breakman, do you have any reviews this week?
I wish I'd caught the name of the movie. We watched a stupid horror movie the other day. It was really bad, and I can't remember the name of it.
What happened in it?
It was about this guy who leaves his... Well, he gets obsessed with having sex with this box, and there's something in the box.
A box?
Sex box.
Yeah, essentially, like, they're, you find out at the end of the movie what it is, but I'd kind of guessed it already by then. But yeah, it's like he gets obsessed with this box, and he leaves his, or like he starts killing people over it and stuff like that. And yeah, it was a really bad movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad horror movies.
Wait, was it the Pain Box?
The Pain Box? I don't think so. I don't think that was it. Hmm. I know that it was the box said insert here or something like that. Like put it here. Your penis.
Excuse me? Yeah.
Just because there's another movie called The Pain Box.
All right. So what would you give it, Break?
I mean, technically it wasn't broken in any way, so I'd say a 2.
Yes, yeah, all right.
You know, they actually... There weren't any, like, bad editing. I don't know. Like, it was a terrible movie. It was
just
horrible.
A mess of a movie, I guess.
No, actually, it wasn't called that, but it was about a movie where, like, they had, like, an evil Chinese teapot that, like, gave you money if you inflicted pain on others or something like that.
Oh, I think I've seen that movie. Eric, that... But Break is talking about a completely different movie. But, yeah, I've seen that one, too.
Yeah, like, he becomes, like, completely obsessed with it. Right here it is. The Special, that's what it's called.
The Special, wow.
Yes. And there's then there are films like The Special, where a man has sex with a wooden box for 94 minutes. There was a lot of him having sex with this box.
Wow. Well, I don't know if I want to see that in particular, but I think I'll pass on that one, Breakman. Okay.
Special. That's
the
it,
Special.
Man.
Wow. Okay.
So is this movie making fun of Tenga eggs before Tenga eggs existed?
Yeah.
It wasn't really making fun of anything that I could tell. Like, it was just somebody thought they had a cool idea and they went with it.
Well. Slagar has a review. He says, Another Life, 2 seasons. Season 1 is okay, a bit woke, but not bad. Season 2 pulls shit together with a decent story. I like that, Slagar. It's very, very concise. All right. So I guess that's his endorsement of Another Life. So there you go. All right, Eric, you have a couple of reviews.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to review two horror anime. The first is another. But what were you going to say?
No, Freak Pie says it's a dick in the box, Breakman.
Oh. Anyway, essentially, you put your dick in the... He puts his dick in the box and he sucks the box for most of the movie. Like, yeah. Every 10 seconds, like, he's fucking this box.
All right, Eric, go right ahead, man.
Anyways, another is anime about... I'm going to say, I think, junior high, like, at least third, like, he's the third year. And he goes to this his school in his grandparents' hometown because his dad's going out away for business. And while this is, I don't know if like his sick, he apparently got sick on the first day of school, so he had to miss school for a little bit. But I don't think it's relevant to the plot, but it was might have been playing that later on because like the girl mentioned that he was close to death or his name was close to death, and I guess she has some kind of small degree of prognosticators of power because being sick in a hospital and having a dead mother is probably what tipped her off to that. There's like this weird myth in school where somebody managed to invite the dead to come to the school and basically inflicted a curse upon the town where like somebody in the school died and a teacher wanted to pretend like they were still there just to have them avoid from being sad or something. And that's what let the dead in. But since the dead are the dead in like Japanese, the way they treat death is like death or dead spirits are vengeful spirits and they envy the living. So they basically consume the life force of the living in order to keep subsisting in some kind of form. And
well, that makes that, sense.
And so it manifests in this story as people randomly dying through various means, and
thus creating other vengeful spirits.
But another twist to that kind of storyline is that when someone dies, the first person who dies. And from this curse, like every so many years or whatever, there's an extra student that gets put into the classroom. So they leave a chair out in order to counteract the curse of the people dying again, in order to prevent that from happening. And they've managed so far, but it doesn't always work, but it sometimes works. So they keep doing it anyway. But, once he comes in, apparently, you find out this later, but once the death started happening before he came, but they apparently thought it was him for a while because there was a discrepancy in the student list, and so they tried after they figure out that he isn't the extra. They find out what's going on in the town, and then they try to stop it, but lots of people end up dying. So it's kind of like Final Destination, and it goes batshit insane at the end.
Yeah.
It's pretty gory and violent, and I like how dreary and decrepit this old town looks. It's like, this is a school that clearly doesn't have a budget, because there's a lot of areas in the school that look run down.
Yeah.
And it's creepy because of that. But
so it's a school in America. Yeah, sounds like
right.
Unfortunately, the English dub is not available for streaming. It used to be on Crunchyroll, but it's gone now for some reason. I don't know why, but whatever. So I guess you're going to have to torrent it if you want to watch it in English. But it's still on Crunchyroll if you want to watch it.
Yeah,
and I'm giving this a 9 out of 10.
Yeah. Speaking of Crunchyroll, Eric, Slagar says, alert, Lupine has hit Crunchyroll.
Lupine part six, yeah.
Yeah, and then Slagar says, is Sisyphus and Squid Games in the same universe? I don't know the answer to that. Freak says, I've been watching season six of Legends of Tomorrow, and it was great, and he's going to spoil it for Breakman.
Son of a bitch.
And then Slagar says, how about Parasite? And I think we're back. And Breakman wants to murder me, I think.
I don't know if Parasite has anything to do with Squid Game, but I think both of those are on Netflix, so right. They have to do that at least.
There you go. I will not be RSVPing to that invitation, Freakfly says.
I'm guessing he's saying Parasite's the villain of Legend of Tomorrow this season.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Parasite's one of Superman's most powerful enemies.
Yep. All right, so another gets what score from you, Eric?
9 out of 10, just like I said.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't hear that. All right.
But the other one is School Live, and this one's a more straightforward horror anime. But there is a little bit of a twist to it. But it's about this is School Live, and it's about a group of girls who are stuck in a school. And this one character, the main character, had a really bad incident where a person she really cared about ended up dying to zombies because there's a zombie apocalypse, and they reached an area of the school, and this was before they had all the barricades up to keep them out. So she sacrificed herself to save the rest of them. And there's four girls, it actually was three, and they ended up flashbacking a bit and introducing how all this stuff happened and how the fourth girl came to be at the school. But the thing with the main character, though, is that as a defense mechanism, in order to block out terrible memories, she just overlaid a version of reality that had it be as such where nobody is dead and she didn't notice all the death and destruction around her.
Oh, God.
Slagar says Heathers. All right, continue on, Eric.
But anyways, I haven't seen Girls last year, but I heard it compared a lot to that because it's a very hopeless situation where a bunch of, junior high school girls are in a very desperate situation.
Getting murdered brutally.
Yeah. I'm gonna give this an 8.5. I like the English dub, it was pretty good. The only problem I have with it is that one of the characters, Miki, their voice actor is I didn't really care for it. I couldn't tell if it was like them just not being particularly good voice casting or them just maybe not being able to work out whatever accent they might have had because English probably isn't their first language.
Mm, I got you. All right. All right, that's fair enough, Eric. School Live.
There is a live action version of that, too.
Huh. Interesting. All right. I got a quick review.
But I do want to mention a little bit, but I actually like the Yuri... your name's Yuki, because I think her case study is pretty interesting because being able to completely block out reality with her own reality is kind of interesting in terms of a psychological aspect, and her having come to terms with that was interesting. And I think part of it was for survival instincts too, because she would come up ideas for this because there's a whole other aspect to them trying to maintain this delusion of hers, otherwise she'll completely fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
Is to make a school life club. Hmm. Well, sorry, school live, not school live, sorry. So she'd come up with this club activities and do things like field trips and stuff like that. But I think subconsciously she was trying to help them out, and so her instincts were usually right whenever she decided to do one of her things.
Hmm.
even if it was under the pretext of like trying to do a school club activity.
I like that. I'm gonna have to check that series out, Eric, for sure. School Live, right? Or School Live?
School Live.
Okay,
yeah.
School Live. Gotcha. All right. Anything else on that, Eric, before I move on to my quick, super fast review?
If you've watched Madoka Magica, it's kind of similar in that aspect too. It's like they take something supposedly cute and like with magical girls, and then they turn it on its head, and then there's their ugly underside.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, if after you watch the live, you might want to check that out.
All right.
But that's it. That's all I have to say.
All right. Mine's really quick. It's Creepshow, the series. I'm just going to review one little quick episode from the series, and it's called Okay, I'll Bite, and it involves this guy in a prison that has pet spiders, and this is everything Creepshow has always been, this particular episode. So it's been kind of hit or miss this season from what I've seen so far, but that episode in particular is great, and I highly recommend people watch it. I give that episode a 9 out of 10 just for the sheer kind of like weirdness of it and creepiness of the whole scenario.
Do you ever see the movie Willard?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it.
That based on a story or something?
I have no idea, but I've seen the movie. I thought it was okay. I mean, they did a remake, I believe, with Crispin Glover, which was meh. It was okay, but I never really liked the original all that much, but, you know, whatever.
Well, and that's like, you were talking about spiders, and that's about rats.
Yeah, it's about rats. I mean, but it's kind of the same concept, Eric, like a guy that has pet rats, or pet spiders in a prison. So
does he kill people with them or something?
Well, no, he's like a lover of spiders, and he's like a really intelligent guy that's in prison for some bullshit. And, you know, he just so happens to have these spiders in prison that he's taking care of. And then, of course, the prisoners aren't very nice to him. And, you know, it's kind of a weird macabre tale, man. I would recommend watching it. I don't want to give too much away, but, 9 out of 10 like that. Yeah, Willard is a remake, Sligar says. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, check out Creepshow on Shudder if you haven't already. I mean, Shudder is like an awesome service, and it's like one of the cheapest streaming services out there. So if you like horror movies, I think Shudder is kind of a no-brainer. But, you know, whatever. All right. Yeah, it's Willard is a remake of Ben. Yeah, 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 yeah. I couldn't remember which one... was which, Sligar, but yeah. All right, let's move on to our Stinkos of the Week.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
Well, I did mention it earlier. One of the Stinkos did... well, actually, you know, it kind of... Something else leads into that, so maybe the other Stinkos kind of lead into that. Our Congress in general, like, yeah. it's a clown show, and I think the goal all along was to get this bill to as low as a point possible where they could still say it's, you know, it's life changing and it's a once in a generation type bill and stuff like that, while at the same time getting rid of all the stuff that we were promised. And
are you talking about this infrastructure fucking plan?
Yeah, all these bills, yeah. Infrastructure and the other one.
Well, you said,
but BBB, Bill.
Yeah, that the whole. I mean, the whole idea was great when it first started, and then it just became shit at the end.
And it's getting shittier and shittier and shittier.
Yeah,
and the point that's. The mind-blowing part is they say, well, this is a negotiation process. This is a negotiation process. You're not negotiating with the other party.
Right.
The other party's out. This is your own fucking party.
Right. The Democrats. They're a big clown show, man. I mean, like, you hit it on the nose. It's no wonder that people stick with the Republican side of things, Breakman, because at least they kind of stick together. And they negotiate, and they hard negotiate. You know, they're like, well, we'll give you this, but you're going to give us this, this, and this. You know, and the Democrats are like, oh, what a great deal. What a great deal. You know, there's no...
This reminds me of that Simpsons skit where they do the Democratic conventions and the Republican conventions, and they have the sign saying, "We hate ourselves."
Yeah. Yeah. It's
Shittery? Is that what he said?
Shittery. Shittery. Yeah.
Shittery.
I mean, I just don't understand. I'm with you, Breakman. They are negotiating. They're actually negotiating against two fucking senators, Kristen Sinema and piece of shit Joe Manchin. Right? Yeah. At this point, it's President Manchin.
He's my second stinko directly for. This week, basically saying that billionaires should be like their own protected minority. They're essentially a minority. Like, he doesn't want to hurt their feelings. Like, we can't single out any group, one group.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, you're really comparing like billionaires to, you know, people like that actually were prejudiced.
People of color, right.
You know, people who actually have dealt with problems in their life as opposed to guys who are rich and profited off of the hard work of others, you know?
Yeah, shows who's his masters, right?
Yeah. Speaking of profiting off the hard work of others, my last stinko goes to Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah.
Who, you know, he's also fighting for the billionaires, like Manchin, who doesn't want to tax the billionaires. And, Musk has got some reasons why he thinks we shouldn't tax billionaires. One of the reasons is, well, once they're done taking all my money, they're going to come for you, he said. Mm-hmm. Another, it interferes with his plans to take us to the moon, to get off of this planet and go to the moon. So he has essentially said that he's done with Earth. We're not going to do anything for it with any of my money. I am moving on.
The dumb thing he says about the money is like, but he has so much money, he'll probably never have to worry about running out.
Well, and another thing, he's saying, like, you know, taking this money from the government, or, like, the government will come for you and come for you and stuff like that. He used tax dollars for a lot of that work.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't use his own goddamn money. He used our money.
Right. Right. I love the people that argue that billionaires aren't billionaires. They just have a lot of stock. I love that. It makes me laugh. I'm like, yeah, but they could sell that stock at any time, right?
Well, it's because all their money's in a Swiss bank account or on offshore.
Right. Yeah, offshore bank accounts, tax havens, fucking.
So technically, they don't have billions, but they do.
That was actually, I forgot to make those. We did that huge leak of a lot of those. Even though it's not going to amount to anything because nobody's going to prosecute them.
Right.
For the most part.
Right.
But the huge leak of all these offshore accounts and stuff.
Yep.
From like a month ago.
It's pretty good. Yep. All right, so
the billionaires are obviously in control of this country, and if you think they aren't, you're an idiot at this point. Like, they've bought our government, and they get billions of dollars from us, but then if we talk about taxing them, they're like, no. Right. We create jobs, and then you underpay those jobs.
Right. Well, here's the problem, Breakman, as I see it. Like, there's lots of jobs available, right? Like mm-hmm. literally tons and tons of jobs. But the problem is nobody wants to work for the wages that they're being paid. I wonder why, you know?
We're undervalued, underpaid, and, like, it blows my mind. Like, you know how, like, I love trolling people and stuff. On the message boards, the people defending billionaires and, like, well, it's his money. He can do whatever he wants with it. Well, what about the fact that he took, like, billions of dollars from the government? That wasn't his money. That was our money.
Right. You know?
And then he doesn't turn around and pay his employees, like, a comparable wage. Like, inflation has been completely ignored for the last, 40 years now?
Yeah, I know. It's stagnant, man. I told you, like, basically we should be being paid, like, the minimum wage should be, and I know Slagar always says, you know, stuff about this when I bring it up, but, I mean, I'm serious. Like, how much better would his life have been if he was making $30 an hour? You know what I mean? Like, that's the way it should be.
I mean, there have been so many studies, like, recently. Like, I could understand maybe, like, 10 years ago you maybe didn't quite believe that. But or maybe 20 years. But in the last 20 years, we've gotten so much research saying that, hey, this is exactly what's happened. The money has gone to the top, and we have got crumbs. All of us are underpaid.
Right.
If you're not in the top, I think it's 10% of the country. You're completely you're underpaid by like a large percentage.
No, I totally agree with you, man. I mean, it just billionaires, you know, fucking billionaires. That's all you can say. Yeah. Just the weirdest fucking thing that we're under the thumb of a bunch of oligarchs. And here we are fighting amongst ourselves while these guys are laughing in their fucking castles.
I know. And then look, they're destroying the planet. And they're saying, well, we're not going to stick around anyway, so I don't really care.
Right.
Like, Musk is saying, you know, I'm going to Mars. I'm going to start my own world there. I'm going to be the Lord and Master. You're going to be my bitches.
Right. I mean, essentially, that's what you're saying there, you know. Let's see. Want to become famous? Oh, people trying to sell followers on our channel. What a shock. What a shock. Okay.
Sweet, there's two of them, not just one this time.
I know. Usually we only get one. I'm really
Did you read his story about the dog park?
I didn't. I was going to read that, and then my whole thing went to shit here, like the screen. So let's see. It said, Freak says, my Sweeto, the dog, we haven't gotten to Sweetos, but I'll read his. The dog park was supposed to have a Halloween party yesterday. The dogs would get a goodie bag, and there was going to be a costume contest. I left early so I could take Fury, get there, and no one is there. I finally called. Because of the weather, they canceled the party on Tuesday and didn't email me. It was just a $5 fee, but still, I was at the dog park Tuesday night, and the sign announcing the party was still there with nothing saying it was canceled. So that was a stinko, right? Not a sweeto. All right. light shit on fire. Yeah, pretty much, man. And I think that's it. I think I'm caught up. I was going to dress Fury as Nick Fury, but he didn't like the eye patch. So he wore his jack-o'-lantern hoodie. Aww.
Hey, did you take pictures of the dog in the costume?
Let's see. In case anyone's watching, no. Because of you guys whining, I ended up getting a 25% raise. Whining.
Keep whining.
Not whining. I mean, it just the rate of inflation. Like, the billionaires got their money. The executives got their money. But people like you, me, Slagar, everybody else didn't get shit. Although I'm happy.
He's happy about his 25% raise.
I am.
Which he should be. But I
am happy. That's good.
That's still undervalued. Like, that's the point is we are all undervalued because
right.
The money in the last 40 years has gone all the way to the top.
Right.
Instead of distributed like it used to.
Right.
Like, in the last 40 years, it's gone from, you know, CEOs and the
executives
making
making
about 50 to 60 times the amount of the regular employees. Now they're making 300 times and more of the regular employees.
It's a huge
and
problem.
And they were still rich, wealthy people back then. I mean, the term Rockefellers happened back in those days.
Yeah.
The rich were extremely taxed.
Yeah. It's I mean, it's got to change at some point because people are getting sick of working for those wages. That's why there's such a and then you got the corporate executives wondering why they have such a labor shortage. Well, maybe if you raise the pay, people will fucking come and work for you. I mean, that's kind of a weird concept, you know, but whatever. I mean, it's neither here nor there.
Well, and you love the signs they put up too. Like, you can make up to $13 an hour, and you
right.
know damn well they're going to pay them $7.25, and then
right.
maybe in a year they get a dollar raise.
Right.
Like, have you seen the signs that McDonald's says they want to hire 14 and 15 year olds?
Yeah, they're getting that desperate. They're
that's
now.
That's not new, though. That's yeah. something that's been always been around.
Yeah, they're now hiring, like pushing
just
hard
announcing
for
it.
Younger kids to work.
It's been around for as long as I can remember. I mean, I was working when I was like 15, 14.
Yeah.
I know other
yeah.
people that were too. It's just now they're like advertising it.
Yeah. I know. It's so weird. I mean, it's like, you know, whatever. But I mean, that's the new norm.
Now your parents can't afford to take care of you, so you should get a job in an earlier age.
Right.
Help your parents out. Help them pay the bills.
Make sure you help them pay those bills, the 14 year old.
Your parents have taken care of
you
for
you don't need
10 years of your life.
Yeah,
everybody in the house should be working. If you're not working, you're a fucking loser.
Right,
that's
right.
If you're not contributing to society, you are a failure.
Right.
Get out of school and go to work.
Right. Get out of middle school and go to work, you fucking heathens. Yeah.
Go Starbucks because I need my fucking coffee, man.
Right, exactly. Go make us coffee and hamburgers. Because
and I'm not saying that for my sake. I hate coffee.
So. I know. I like coffee, but I'm not paying Starbucks coffee money. You know, I mean, fuck that. All right, Eric, did you have a stinko of the week?
No, other than the things you guys just said. Yeah. I can't rely on anything else to treat that.
I think mine goes along more with just a generality, but I'm starting to really hate online trolls. I mean, they're just stupid.
What did I do?
Nothing in particular, but like I have this other channel and I've been catching flack because I don't know, just a variety of things, and it just. You know,
let me guess, for being a lefty socialist Marxist communist.
No, actually, it's none of that. It's just which I'm none of the above. I mean, I guess more of a socialist because I like, you know, to help people and want them to do well, and you know, hate this fucking oligarchy that we live in. And you know, we talked about all the billionaire class and all that shit. No, just in general, like people that cause havoc, like sending you threatening emails or going on your channel and putting in stupid comments on your videos, and you know, just a nuisance. You know, just stupid stupidity. You know, I don't know how else to put it. It's just I don't know. It's just online trolling is just it's not fun for anybody but the trolls, and I
have a lot of fun. You're right.
I know, you fucker. You know, but that's like kind of different. You know, because you're doing it kind of like tongue in cheek. Like I already know what you know what's gonna happen. But I'm talking when you're like malicious about it. You know, and you're trying to do bad shit. Yeah, Road Dog said it. It's bad on YouTube. It really is. It's really bad. But you know, I mean, they can't dampen my spirit all that much, so fuck them. But Eric, I didn't see anything under yours, Eric. So I'll just skip you. Let's move on to happier things, though, guys. Let's move on to.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet of the week.
Our sweetos of the week, Breakman.
I don't know if he's talking to me, but I said in chat, I said, if billionaires started dressing up and fighting crime, I'd be a lot more forgiving. And Slugger immediately said, don't be a dick. I don't know if he's talking to me or not, but that's pretty perfect.
Yeah, he probably was talking to you, Breakman. Yeah, you are kind of an online troll dick person. No, he's talking about online trolls. Just don't be a dick. You know, I mean, that's what I'm saying. All right, Break, what you got?
Okay, sweeto. Well, it's Halloween this weekend.
Yeah, somewhere. That's always the sweet old man.
And I forgot to praise the journalist who released all that information about the all these people hiding all their money offshores and stuff like that. Well, I want to thank Rolling Stone for releasing the names and evidence on the our senators who betrayed the country earlier in the year. Those people are in like full like chaos mode right now.
Is there anybody in particular, like a big time senator we can
talk
about?
It's the same
people
we know. It's nobody new. You know, Boebert and Green and Crawford and you know those dirtbags.
Yeah, they're all dirtbags, but yeah. Okay. Let's see. Slagar says Friday night blackout. I don't know what that means, but that sounds cool, I guess. Freak says, Sweeto, Fury didn't know he missed out on a party. He was just happy to be at the dog park. Yeah, that's dogs are like so forgiving on a lot of things, and they love you unconditionally, which is the great thing about dogs. Like, not very many animals are like that for sure. So, all right, Eric, did you have a Sweeto?
Not really.
Breakman, did you have any more? Did I cut you off?
What did I say? I said Rolling Stone Hollow. No, that's it. Right. That's enough, right?
Mine is just unusually warm and pleasant weather for the fall here. Usually we have snow by now, so I'm hoping that Halloween goes by splendidly, even though I'm not really passing out candy this year.
Most of the Halloweens around here, it's raining.
Yeah.
Yeah, it usually is, right?
Yeah, it's snowing usually. We usually get, like, our first snow, like, sometimes end of September, like into October, but nothing yet.
Oh, God, no. Holy shit.
No, but it's not like a big snow or anything.
It's cold enough to snow. September?
Slagar says, help me get my money back from offshore. I got like $1.34 I can't find. I wish I could help you with that, Slagar. All right, let's move on to... Hold on, sorry. All right, Brickman, what'd you say?
When you said offshore, that's not completely true because a lot of it was actually happening within states.
Yeah. Road Dog says, Frank, you're going trick or treating. Bernie already told me. LOL. Yeah, I am. I'm going to dress up as the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, Road Dog. And Bernie's going as the sexy online vixen. That's what she's going as. So there you go. Okay.
She's going as her OnlyFans alter ego.
Yeah, thing. Her OnlyFans alter ego. There you go. That's a way to put it there.
Well, let me know when she goes as a streak.
Okay. I'll let you know there, Brick. All right, free for all. This week, guys, we're down to the final eight of the greatest Halloween candy of all time. We're gonna get right into it, and we will crown the champion of Halloween candies, guys. So let's get to it. She's going out as herself then, Road Dog says. they call her the streak. How dare you, break, man? All right. Probably be there tonight, Slagar says, the Friday night blackout. All right, cool, Slagar. I'll check that out after
what
the show.
What is that?
I don't know. Let me...
I think it's a threat. He's threatening us. I'm scared. Don't hurt us.
Hopefully it's not like some nude streaking event or something. I mean, I don't... you know, I don't know. All right, I see how you are. Like, it's a bunch of blackout stories, I see. All right. Yeah, and probably me too, Slagar, in a different way. All right, first matchup we got for you guys tonight, and we will crown the champion tonight, Nestle Crunch versus Hershey Bars. You know what? I'm going to break tradition here, guys. I'm going to go first. I do like the Nestle Crunch. But, man, those Hershey Bars with almonds are fucking fantastic. I'm going with... Hershey Bars. What say you, Breakman?
See, this is where... this is the point where a total scumbag troll would make a nuts in your mouth joke. You know, but I'm not like that.
no, you're not at all. Like, you... I mean, you would have never have mentioned that at all.
Not at all, no.
Road Dog says Nestle Crunch. Freak 5 says
Nestle Crunch, too.
All right. Eric is the tiebreaker on this one. Nestle Crunch versus Hershey Bars, Eric.
Hershey Bars.
Ooh, Hershey Bars takes down the mighty Nestle Crunch.
He's like, Hershey Bars.
Yeah, he didn't even put, he was just like, yeah, Hershey Bars. Okay, next matchup. Everybody says Crunch in chat.
I don't really like Crunch. I'd rather eat a Kit Kat.
Oh, I do like Nestle Crunch.
Kit Kats are better. That's not a fair comparison.
Kit Kats got their ass kicked in this tournament. I don't know who kicked.
I voted for them. You two didn't.
Oh, you did?
Well, it was because of what it was up against, though.
I am that guy, Frank likes nuts in the mouth. How dare you, Freak Five?
Pours one out for Nestle Crunch.
Dungeon says. I like that. Okay, next matchup, and we'll go with Breakman first on this one. Twizzlers versus Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Breakman?
Twizzlers versus the Peanut Butter Cups? I don't... really think that's a fair fight, is it?
It's not really, man. I mean, come on, just say it.
I mean, the peanut butter cups are such a... you know, everybody likes the peanut butter cups.
All right. It's hard to Eric?
Peanut butter cups.
All right. I think it's a clean sweep. I do like Twizzlers, but, I mean, come on.
Yeah, they're not in a fair fight right now. Sorry, Twizzlers.
Yeah, sorry, Twizzlers. You made it far. I didn't expect Twizzlers. Slagar said Twizzlers, but Freak Fight says peanut butter cups. And
well,
Road
that's
Dog
what he gets for being a supporter of the billionaires.
Yeah. All right. Lemonheads versus Tootsie Rolls. Eric, you go first on this.
I'm going with Tootsie Rolls.
I am going to go with Lemonheads, man. Like, I like Tootsie Rolls okay, but I'm a big fan of the Lemonheads. Breakman, what say you?
Shit. This is a hard one. I like them both.
I know. Road Dog says Lemonheads. And we don't have any, I mean, sweet, sour, like, type stuff.
And those are, of the sour candies, Lemonheads are the best, too.
Mm-hmm. Those cherry ones are really good too. I like those cherry, like, I don't know what they call them, but they're really good. They're like lemonheads.
I'm gonna go with the fun factor on this one because I like the flavor of both of these a lot. I love Tootsie Rolls and I love Lemonheads. Because everything you see is a Tootsie Roll to me. You know, there's that
again with the fun factor. I mean, that I think
the
you're
Halloween,
a shill,
man.
I think you're a shill for
you didn't
Tootsie
play
Rolls.
For food?
Man.
I mean, I didn't play with my food.
Okay, so Tootsie Rolls moves on. I would have picked. I mean, I picked Lemonheads, but you guys are completely wrong. I mean, everybody in chat. Freak says, yeah, boo.
I'm not arguing; they're not good.
I like them. I like them a lot. Look. Lemonheads was like a dark horse, and it made it far. So, you know, I mean, it lost to the mighty Tootsie Rolls. Okay, last matchup on this round, Crackles versus Peanut M&M's. Eric, you go first.
Peanut M&M's.
Breakman?
Peanut M&M's.
Yeah, I think it's a clean sweep here. I do like the Crackles, but Peanut M&M's.
I like Crackles a lot, but...
Crapples.
It sounds like you're going to say Crapples.
Yeah, Road Dog says he will pick up your check after the show, Breakman, for Tootsie Rolls. So, yeah.
Sweet.
Let's see. Slagar says, fuck. 40 years. I like the Lemonhead, Slagar. I would have voted for Lemonheads, but, you know, these guys are just, you know, they're pure evil. So, you know. Freak said Crackles, but nope.
You're wrong about
Popcorn
Balls,
Frank. I'm wrong about
what? Popcorn Balls.
Oh, no, I am not. They should have been in the top four.
No, they're not really a candy or
they're
candy
fun,
balls.
And they have a candy coating on them that's fantastic.
See, now you criticized me for having fun.
Well,
with my
I mean,
food
you're fun.
You had fun with your food?
Your it's fun lasted all the way to the final four. Mine didn't, so fuck you, you son of a bitch. Slagar picked Peanut M&M's as well, so there you go. All right, final two matchups in this round, the final four here. Tootsie Rolls versus Peanut M&M's. Breakman, you go first.
Sorry, everything. I don't see any Tootsie Rolls when there's Peanut M&M's to eat because fuck you, Tootsie Rolls, Peanut M&M's all the way.
Okay, Eric?
Peanut M&M's as well.
This is a clean sweep. I do like the Tootsie Rolls okay.
See,
but
this is why I didn't care for the last one because Peanut M&M's is going to win.
Well, I don't know about that. We got another Titanic matchup. I'm just surprised that either Twizzlers or Lemonheads didn't make it through to this round, but whatever. Hershey Bars versus Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I'm going first. I love both of these guys. I think they're both, like, fantastic, and both are worthy of being champion, but it's got to be the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. What say you, Breakman?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, Eric?
Peanut Butter Cups.
Eric?
The same.
Yeah, clean sweep. Whew, everybody in chat, why isn't it any type of M&M? We had regular M&Ms, and they went down, I think, last round. Fruit Five.
I voted for them, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are evil. In your
The Peanut Butter Alliance, Dungeon says. Yeah, there you go. All right. I sent a picture of the candy I'm eating. I'll check that out in a second, Freak Five. Okay, the final matchup here, guys.
Freak wants to make us hungry.
Yeah, this is a Titanic matchup. We got Reese's Peanut Butter Cups versus Peanut M&M's. I am going to go first on this. I love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups almost, well, actually a little more than I love Peanut M&M's. But Peanut M&M's has that cool factor about it where you just like grab a few in your hand and, oh, man, they're really, really good. I do like the Peanut M&M's. I'm going with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. What say you, Breakman?
I think I've said this before. Peanut M&M is my favorite.
Okay.
It's hard for me to pick anything else.
Okay. It's up to Eric to determine the champion. Which one would you pick, Eric?
As much as I like Peanut Butter Cups, the thing about Peanut Butter M&Ms is you can just eat them in time. Once you eat Peanut Butter Cup, it's pretty much gone.
Oh, my God.
You can't really savor
it.
Oh,
my God.
Well, as you can.
I cannot believe this is happening. Before you make the ultimate mistake, Eric, and say your pick,
No.
Just remember, the check is in the mail. That's all I'm saying. What are you picking, Eric?
Well, you're going to send me a check if I pick Peanut Butter Cup?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying there's a check in the mail.
Don't listen to him. These are lies.
No, you're supposed to double the offer, Breakman.
Oh, liar, which is I am King Peanut Eminem.
Oh my god.
Yes! Victory!
Oh my god, I cannot believe this. Eric and Breakman have pulled off a Game of Thrones on me here.
It's the happiest day of my life.
I am going. I mean, I'm not going to puke because Peanut M&Ms are fucking worthy of being in the final two for sure.
But not the winner.
But to beat the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, huge upset, huge upset. How dare you guys?
It's the greatest candy of all time.
It is the greatest, even though I have a hard time saying this. It is the greatest Halloween candy of all time. I guess I can't be too upset. No. Reese's made it to the final.
There's only one peanut butter M&M's, and with peanut butter cups, there's different varieties, and some aren't as good as others.
Road Dog says cups all the way. I agree, but these guys are, you know. I just wonder why he separated M&M's, but then had Hershey's. It was the only one that was specifically that I did Freak Five, and I thought about that, like separating the Hershey bars from the Hershey almond ones, but I just didn't have room for everything. So I just the only one that was like separate was the peanut and the regular M&M's. Holy Slagar says. Dungeon says the peanut butter cup monster is coming to Eric's house on Halloween. I agree, Dungeon. I think the peanut butter ghost should haunt both of these gentlemen. And forever, the Reese's peanut butter cup will be upset and sad. And I think it's an egregious act on their part. I think it's an act of war. And I think that that there will be repercussions. So, you know, I'm just saying. But yes, Breakman gets his way. Peanut M&M's is the greatest Halloween candy of all time.
I have to take a bow. Thank you.
I think you got blackmail on Eric. I think that's what happened, Breakman. I'm speculating, but I...
No, see, that's how you think, Frank. You think of blackmailing. I think of bribery.
It's
more convincing.
You know? Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
See, that's why I bribed him.
Breakman has won the internet. This is his greatest tournament moment of all time. Let's let him bask in the glory that is Peanut M&M's. They are a very worthy champion of Halloween candy. And in a huge upset, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups go down in flames in the final. So congratulations to Breakman and to Peanut M&M's.
And to a lesser extent, Peanut M&M's.
Yeah, and to a lesser extent, Peanut M&M's. Break just jizzed in his pants, so yeah. Act of war, so be it. Bring it on, Slagar says. Yes, you have declared war on Frank Branches today, Breakman. Duly noted, and I will throw the gauntlet down in another tournament, and just when you least expect it, I will, throw my boat the other way, of which I know you will break you into a bunch of pieces and leave your rotting corpse on the ground. But that's for a different day. Let's celebrate Peanut M&M's for what they are, a very worthy candy.
The candy he's eating, he has bottle caps, Twix, and Milky Way, mini Milky Ways.
Dungeon says Break has upgraded his casino membership from gold to platinum in one move.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he wins the day today, guys. I mean, I don't know how he did it, but he has cajoled both of us to vote for Peanut M&M's all the way till the end. And Eric I will get revenge on Eric at some point, but no, it was a great tournament, guys. I don't think there's any huge surprises here. I think all three of us expected Reese's and Peanut Butter Cups and Peanut M&M's to go really far, and it was a great tournament. By the way, next month's tournament is going to be a shortened tournament. Slagar says Thanksgiving stuffing challenge. Well, we're going to do the greatest Thanksgiving foods of all time starting next week. There's only going to be 16 foods, and it's going to be a 2-week tournament. So we'll do the first round next week, and then we'll finish it up the following week, and then we'll have a couple weeks of pure, unadulterated free-for-alls, which we can always come up with subjects for that. So this was a great tournament, guys. I really appreciated everybody's input in the chat. I think we all had a ton of fun with it. And you know, I got to step up my game for next year. I think I'm going to go with that idea, Breakman, of greatest kills of all time.
Yeah.
Off the top of your head, what's the greatest kill in a horror movie that you've ever seen, Breakman?
Oh, shit.
I have one. I have one really good one.
Oh.
Yeah. Nothing, Breakman? Nothing?
I'm thinking, like, there's so many different kills, and I'm just trying to think, like, what my favorite kill is.
Yeah, Road Dog says, so we need a new co-host since they didn't pick Peanut Butter Cups. Road Dog is calling for you to be removed from the show since you didn't pick Peanut Butter Cups, Breakman. Mm-hmm. So.
That's fine. He's not the first.
And he won't be the last. Yeah, yeah. So
Slego has asked for it many times.
Freak says in January you should do best pickup lines so the listeners who are single can try to find a date for Valentine's Day. Well, we should do that in February. Freak Five, that would be cool.
Well, but then they would be dateless on Valentine's
Day.
Oh,
that's true. Maybe we could do that for. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll think about that. And then for like February, we could do like the greatest love story movies of all time or something. God, that would be so awful. That would be like the worst tournament ever.
Yeah, not on that one. I'm going to take a nap that month. Let me know when it's over.
All right, Breakman. Have you thought of anything? You're like off the top
like,
of your
one
head.
One of my favorite kills isn't in a horror movie.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a horror movie.
Well, one of my favorite kills is Die Hard 2 when he shoves that ice pick for the guy's head.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I like
love
that.
That kill.
I like that. There's a couple that I can think of off the top of my head. The Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom one where they open up the Covenant, the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah. And then, like, if we're talking horror movies, I like when Jason picked up that sleeping bag with that chick in it and he just, like, goes over to a tree and just, like, throws her into a tree and just kills her in one shot. I thought that was a great kill.
That was an achievement in the game. Like, yeah. Doing that specific kill, you got an achievement for it.
Yeah, yeah. Bernie, did you have one?
The one on the tree.
Oh, that one? Yeah. It's a great one. What about you, Eric? Is there any kills that you can remember?
Not really
that
into
would...
that thing, so not really.
Yeah, he's not into horror movies all that much, but... next year, you're gonna have to watch a lot of horror movies or horror anime, Eric, and come up with good kills for next year. Slagar says, "Give me a video for Friday night blackout." A video? Like, what do you? Well, throw in a link. What am I doing? What are we doing?
Eating drunk. That's what you're doing because that's what blackout is all about.
Oh yeah, I don't have a video, man. All right, we're gonna have a great Halloween this year. We're going to make some good stuff, man. I got all the ingredients for bat wings, which is basically just chicken wings with, you know, like food coloring and some like Asian spices. It's going to be pretty good. And some little spiders made out of hot dogs and pastry, like those little croissant things. What else are we doing, Bernie? We're doing like alien eggs. Which are cool. They're just basically hard-boiled eggs with, like, a green food dye. They come out looking like the eggs from Alien. And
Band-Aids.
Band-Aids, which are, like, graham crackers with a little bit of cream cheese and, like, raspberry preserves over them. So it looks like a really, like, big Band-Aid. It's really cute. Blood drinks. And what – there was one – oh, the alcoholic drinks that we got is
–
brain hemorrhage, which is basically it looks like brain matter, like in a little shot glass with like peach schnapps and like Bailey's Irish cream or some, you know. I did the bat wings and spider. I said that already. So that's what we're doing. What are you doing, Breakman?
I'm thinking about kills right now. I like the one kill Jason was fighting that boxer guy.
Oh, I love that one.
Punched his head off.
I love that kill, man. That's an underrated one for sure. Dungeon says one villain death I liked was when the bad guy escaped in a time machine and the good guys were too late, but then they kind of punched the computer at his base that controlled it and sent him to the dinosaur age instead of the Roman Empire. Yeah. You know what another good one is? Is when that baboon like got transported in the transporter in The Fly, the remake, and got all fucked up and like reversed inside out. You remember that, Breakman? Do you ever watch that movie?
I don't think I saw the remake of it.
Oh, God. So good. So good, dude. It's with Jeff Goldblum. So good. But let's say Freak says, my favorite kill was how Break was going to kill Frank. How dare you? What am I looking on?
I think the original Fly movies are on Peacock if you want to watch those.
Yeah. Dungeon says the baboon death in the Fly was nasty. It was. It was horrible. It was awful. Let me look at this video and see if I can play it, first of all. I don't know what this is, but it's 31 seconds. Let's see. It's just beer. I can post this. Well, there you go. There's a baboon fly. Yeah. I don't know what happened in that particular scenario, but well, there you go. Beer. Just for you, Slagar. I thought I'd do that for you. I don't know what kind of beer that is, but it looks pretty good. So I'd be down for that. Shit, that looks really good.
I like that one kill in Freddy versus Jason where Freddy was about to kill him, and then Jason stole the kill from him. And it kind of the dream got ripped back into reality.
That was really good, man. I do like that. We're going to have to do that next year. It'd be a ton of fun. That's your homework for next year, Eric, is watch a bunch of horror movies and write down your favorite kills. You know, there's a lot of good ones out there. Like,
I'm not going to like any of them, but I guess I'm going to list the one that was most well done.
Yeah, do that, Eric. Well, I mean, that's part of the fun of horror movies is the kills. You know, like oh man, you didn't get a chance to see the new Halloween, did you?
No, I haven't.
Ooh, so good, man. The kills in that are good. The movie's not great, but the movie was
I was just thinking like the Evil Dead, the original Evil Dead, when he has to chop her in half and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Like even though she's already dead at that point, so I don't know if it's really a kill.
Yeah, I guess that yeah. Let's see. Dungeon says, in the sequel, the bad guy was turned into a leftover DNA monster slug. Yeah, there was
a horrible fate.
That was with Eric Stoltz, wasn't it, Dungeon? Yeah. The kill in Killer Clowns when the midget clown knocks the biker's head off. Yeah. Biker's head off, not boxer's head off. Yeah. I like that. Was there a funny or no? There wasn't this week. Freak Five. I skipped that this week. Bernie didn't send me anything worthy this week. Yeah, she forgot. Eric Stoltz was the son of the fly. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that not being great. To be honest with you, Dungeon, but it was okay. He got a scratch and began to mutate. Yeah. It wasn't the best movie in the world. I like the original Fly a lot better, but. You know, Cronenberg's son did a movie called Possessor, which is really, really heady and good. I liked Possessor. Did you ever see that, Breakman?
No, I watched a movie called The Special. I recommend everybody go watch that right now.
Watch Possessor, Breakman. I think that'd be a good. It's a total mindfuck, man. It's a very Cronenberg movie, you know. And I know it's his son, but his son has. A lot of the same type of panache as his dad.
Ooh, I thought of a great kill, RoboCop. Like the two of them, when Murphy's killed at the beginning,
and
I forget the guy's name, but he kills him like in that toxic stuff, and he like melts.
Oh, that's a great kill! And then like he's still alive, and then the car just runs into him, and he like splatters.
Yes.
Freak says, have you watched Killer Sofa? I started to watch that, Freak 5, and I didn't like it so much. But have you ever watched Attack of the Killer Donuts, Freak 5? That's a great movie. It's a fun, underrated movie. Dungeon says, RoboCop, the toxic death was the best. That was an all-time great kill, for sure. You know, another one that it happened in Friday the 13th part... I believe I want to say 6, where Jason is in that RV and he takes that chick's head and he like pushes it into the RV and you just see the RV like dent out into the woman's face. I thought that was really, really cool. The guy blew up like a water balloon. Dungeon said, yeah, that was super, super cool. Demolition Man, when Snipes gets frozen at the end and his head gets knocked off. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I like the other one in Jason X, Jason 10, I guess, where Jason takes that chick's head and puts it in that, what is it, like nitroglycerin? Not nitroglycerin, you know, that cold shit. And he, like, pulls her out of it, and he, like, smashes her head on the table and just shatters. That's a good one, too. It's very, very similar to that one, Freak 5. That's a good one, for sure. All right. Anything else, guys?
No, any we're other? Talking about kills. Like, I'm thinking about all these cool kills in movies.
I know Dungeon says Taco Bell won the fast food wars.
Yeah.
Talk about product placement, right?
I love that movie. That and it had like that topless scene for absolutely no reason towards in like the middle of the scene movie. Like all of a sudden he's just talking to a topless woman for like what the hell? What's going on? Why is she here?
I mean, why are you complaining?
Why is she here?
I don't really care either. The fat guy in Monty Python when he exploded from eating too much. Yeah.
Like the guy from Big Trouble in Little Chinatown who blew himself up.
The kill. The kill in Princess Bride, if you can believe it, where he's like debating the poison and stuff. That's a good one. I like that. Road Dog says, now I see why you wanted that Friday the 13th tumbler so bad. Well, that's Bernie, man. Bernie is a Friday the 13th aficionado. She loves all that 13 stuff.
13 ghosts where that guy got bent in half, like folded in half.
Oh, I love that. That's an underrated movie, man. It got panned by the critics, but I like 13 Ghosts, man. That's a remake, but yeah. Thunder's death in Big Trouble was unexpectedly explosive. We gonna do a Halloween? What do you mean, Slagar? Are we gonna watch Halloween? I mean, I've already seen Halloween 50 million times this week, so.
I think he means a Halloween show on Halloween.
I don't think so, Slagar. I think we're gonna. Just have a great Halloween and do Halloween stuff and kind of relax for a minute or two. You know, I don't know. If Eric is around and breaks around on Halloween and we have nothing to do, maybe we'll do a little special Halloween treat, but maybe a trick. I don't know. But I think we're just going to chill this weekend. I think we're going to have a good weekend this weekend and, you know, do Halloween-type things.
Frank will finally do his telethon.
Yeah, my 24-hour straight telethon that I've already done before.
Oh, Leprechaun has some funny ass kills.
Oh, I
think
like
about
that
too.
Freak 5 says I think he means Halloween. You're exiled, Freak 5. You son of a bitch. You're tied with Road Dog this week for exiled, by the way. So, but anyways, what were you saying, Bray?
Like the one where he convinces a guy, like he's getting, like he's looking at a stripper and he's getting closer and closer, and what he's doing, he's tricking him into sticking his head in a fan.
Oh, yeah, exactly, man. Yeah, you know, there's some good kills in American Werewolf in London, too. Like that dream sequence where the Nazi like monster and the werewolf type looking dude. Like, go in and start shooting up his family and stuff. I thought that was pretty good. That's kind of underrated. I don't know. There's all kinds of...
You know what? Since we're I know it's completely off, you know, completely different from where we're at, but TV shows have great kills like The Boys.
Oh, The Boys has great kills. Like, with the laser eyes from What's-His-Face and...
Oh, I love that scene, even though it was just, like, a dream sequence where he fried, like... hundreds of people at once.
Yeah.
I love that scene. Like, that was so crazy.
It's so crazy and so awful, but so awesome at the same time. Yeah. Freak says Halloween.
What just happened?
Halloween themed Grinders dance party. Interesting. Maybe Freak 5. I'll think about it. Depends on how that day goes. If I get sick of shit here with what's going on, then I might throw on a Halloween-themed Grinders dance party. So
that'd be, like, late, though, wouldn't it?
It wouldn't be too late. It would be... what time would that be? Because Bernie gets off at 4:30 my time that day. And, of course, we have to eat and stuff. It probably would be around 7 my time if I did it. So maybe 9 your time. I don't know. I'll think about it. It might be kind of fun. Freak says... Slagar says, yeah, we all good. See ya when I can see ya. Yeah. Freak says the alien. I think an alien resurrection getting sucked into space. That was part one, I think, wasn't it? Like the first Alien movie? Wasn't that how?
I was thinking Aliens.
Maybe Aliens. Yeah. Where she hits that button.
The whale and the boys. I love that
scene.
The whale and the boys. One of my favorite TV scenes when he's just in the whale talking to the guy and like they're just having that serious conversation.
Yeah.
And they're surrounded by whale guts and
yep.
shit.
Yep. That's pretty fun. All right, guys. I think that's just going to about do it, man. Wrap it up for this stellar edition of the greatest Halloween candy of all time. I mean, RP Grinders, and it should have been Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, but it ended up being Peanut M&Ms. But I'm just saying, RP Grinders. Guys, let's do our plugs. Eric, plug away. I'm sorry, Breakman first. And then
you can follow me at... Oh, shit, I was about to say that. You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter and ask a dear Breakman a question. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a homicidal question. We take sex questions too.
So. Ash versus Evil Dead had some great kills, Breakman. Some great ones. Oh, Dungeon is saying Aliens, the Queen was ejected through the airlock, but in Resurrection, it was pulled through a tiny hole into vacuum. Yeah.
That would hurt.
Yep. They might need an adjustment after that, a chiropractic adjustment after that one. Tiny hole, Freak 5 says. Yeah. Tiny hole. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find written reviews I've done on BossBashBrigade.com and audio reviews on the feed. And if you like either of those and you want to support me, you can go to my Patreon, which is linked into my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG. And giving me a little dollar would help out a lot.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
Stay safe on Halloween.
Yeah.
When you're doing the trick-or-treating and such.
Yeah, exactly. And watch for kids if you're driving. Lots of kids are going to be out this year. Freakfy says, I will plug Bernie's OnlyFans this week. She is plugging herself with marshmallows.
Pretty sure you said that last week.
Wow. Wow, Freakfy. How dare you? I'm not even going to give you the dignity of an exile with that one. It was just...
And if you smack her butt, she sprays M&Ms all over the room.
That would have definitely gotten you in exile.
Like the reverse of your answer version of Halloween. It's like candy.
Or she could plug herself with graham crackers, marshmallows, and chocolate and make a s'mores. I don't know. But anyways. you get no exile. So you get tied with Road Dogg for the most exiles this week, Freak 5. Your streak is barely hanging on. Will next week your streak... continue, or will it be broken by somebody even more vile than yourself? We shall find out next week.
You mean like somebody starts talking about how you were around during the 4th century?
Walking off this show, son of a bitch. You were the one that said you were dressing up at the state. I never said that. How do you? Road Dogg says I'll do my best. All right, guys. You can follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches. I'm very rarely there. For now, maybe, you know what, I should give you access to that account, Break, so that way you could cause havoc like you normally do on all your accounts. Let's see what else. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. Make sure you join the show live every Friday 7 Eastern time on twitch.tv/RPGrinders.
I have a PSA. This is probably your last chance until next year to get Count Chocula and such.
Oh, yeah. The Frankenberry, Count Chocula, all that stuff. Yeah, good stuff. What else?
What happened to the other series? Like, there used to be a werewolf, right?
Yeah, there used to be a werewolf one and a...
And a mummy.
And a mummy one, too. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened to them. Break. I think they still have them in a very limited capacity, but they
the only ones I ever see are Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Booberry.
Yeah, I know. That's a good question, Break. Man, I have seen those cereals around. That'll be interesting if somebody could tweet at RP Grinders and let us know. But yeah. All right. Let's see what else. Watch Halloween. I mean, I want more movies like that, even though I wasn't super enamored with the latest Halloween. I mean, watch it anyways, because I want more. Give me more of that shit, you know? All right. Anybody else have anything else? What's wrong with you, Breakman? How dare you?
I'm giving you background music.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotta go, everyone. Have an awesome week. Later, Road Dog. Really appreciate you joining. Everybody in chat, thank you so much. Freak 5. I know Toe for Life was in there. What else in here? What are you laughing at, you son of a bitch? Go With Him was in there. Madden Son, Road Dog, Slagar, good friend Slagar, Small Streamers, Server, and Toe for Life went there. Thank you guys so much for joining. And if you're listening on the archives, a very special thank you for you guys. Freak says, Frank remembers the first Halloween. People dressed up, ghosts to scare. How dare you, son of a bitch. You son of a bitch, Freak 5. I'm not doing it. I'm not giving you the exile that you want. Son of a bitch. Okay. Take care, everyone. Let's see. Anything else, gentlemen? You guys want to say anything else? Nothing? Okay. All right, guys. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. I pooped today. Did you poop today?